This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Keep that playing. So that's Jen Wigmore, and you're Mamaholics, and you're listening to my mom's favorite podcast on HMB Radio Network. And that was my first attempt at doing everything myself right from the get-go. There we go. This is still my first attempt. I want that to be down just a little, or what? Oh, Will's mic wants to be on.
James is learning how
you're
to...
You're so loud.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Wow, this is going really smooth.
Nope,
but I tell you what... You did fine, and you're going to get better at doing this as you keep on doing it yourself.
Yeah, I'm just got to figure out how I want the music for the intro in the background. I got to set that up beforehand more.
The intro, the beginning, was a little low.
Oh, well.
But it's fine. You're learning, and you're doing it, proud of you.
And I think people that listen to me understand that we're not doing this in, you know, a fancy studio with high-tech equipment.
Got
your laptop.
Don't blow the illusion, man.
Oh, I think that illusion has
been
blown.
We're here live from the HMB studios from a high-rise in St. Petersburg, Florida.
A high-rise on the first floor.
High-rise. There's two floors to this place.
And you're on the first.
And we're on the first.
But yeah, so... welcome to my mom's favorite podcast. You might be hearing less of Will because he's becoming a busy little beaver, and I have to eventually figure out how to be a somewhat professional and do this on my own. So we're testing the markets now.
Yes.
In studio today, John J. Murray is coming back from we had him from Something Planet. He's also part of Cigar City, and I think we've had Wine Garden and Regan here from Cigar City too.
Matt.
So this will be good. Oh, yeah, Matt. I forgot. We didn't have him promote that.
No retweets from Matt, I noticed, on the podcast.
I thought he did.
I didn't see any.
I don't remember. Wait, did we put... Yeah, we did put his out already. No, did we?
Yes. Yesterday? I think it went out last week.
That was last week's?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're up to date.
Yay.
New one will be...
Wednesdays,
yeah.
With John J. Murray from Something Planet. All of that was the horriblest intro ever. But you know what? I'm going to keep it because you guys deserve to understand what it's like behind the scenes.
I think people will appreciate listening to your growing pains. And as you develop as a podcaster, you're going to start to blossom.
They'd be like, I was there when he was absolute dog shit. I mean, he's still not great, but... So welcome to my mom's favorite podcast, HMB Radio Network. Listen to Jen Wigmore. I love her voice. From New Zealand. We'll have John J. Murray on here in a little bit. Let's get going.
Proud of you, James.
Yay. I like Jen Wigmore. She's one of my new favorite artists. I found her on Pandora.
And oh, wait, is this it?
Yeah, this is it. We're going.
That was the intro? You only played 14 seconds.
No, the song was already playing, dude.
The song was already playing. Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. I did the intro. Like, all right, sorry to ruin the magic.
You're
for
ruining
my listeners.
The radio magic.
I already ruined it with some other
down.
Shit. I ruined it with the intro.
I was about to ask if I could go take a dump.
Well, that's between you and Will, dude. Yeah. I don't know if he wants to smell
I'll
that.
I'll wait till after, I guess.
He hangs out awfully close to that bathroom.
I could probably hold it till after.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of ruined the magic in the intro, though. Let people know that we're not in a fancy studio.
What did you
studio.
Say in the intro?
That we're not in a fancy studio. That we're just chilling in Will's apartment.
Oh, I'm sure they knew that. I don't think there was any magic lost.
All five or six of my
admission.
Listeners.
They're like, oh, no, we know you, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're this is definitely in somebody's house or basement or garage.
And nobody's letting you in a fancy high rise.
No, no.
Plus, we've talked several times about my attire on the show, and I'm usually dressed very similar to how I am now, basketball shorts and some type of comic book or
yeah,
movie.
You dress like a guy at a Fish concert that's selling weed in the 1990s.
I've never been to a Fish concert.
That's highly lucrative, highly lucrative.
Oh, dude, I'm sure there's plenty of people. You got to have some special drugs to, like, be this guy that
stands out
there.
You're the guy, like, at a Phish concert, you know the guy that's selling weed because he's the only one wearing, like, a football jersey. That's, like, code for, oh, yeah, that guy's got drugs.
Yeah, he doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
There's a reason he's here.
He's here. He's a businessman, and he knows his client base, and he's letting you know that he's here.
I could see myself wearing a football jersey at a Phish concert.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I wouldn't know what else to wear.
Right, right.
You're like, I don't know if these hippies are like my Batman shirt. I don't have anything tie-dye. I'm going to let them know what the fucking deal is. I'm going to wear
a
football jersey.
Yeah, and all the cops are going after the guys wearing T-shirts that say, like, I'm on LSD right now.
Yeah.
And then the guy in the football jersey sold it to him, but he's fine.
Yeah, because they're like, this guy must be trying to get some hippie pussy. We'll just leave him alone, do his thing. Oh, dude, I never understood dudes that wore shirts that said shit like, I'm on drugs, or ask me about my weed, or, you know.
Yeah, my mom bought me a shirt one time that said, marijuana, but it was with the McDonald's arches.
Okay.
And it said, over 1 million stoned, and I'm like, Mom, I'm not wearing this.
Not in public.
Like, yeah, not in public.
Well, like, the only shirt that I would, is from tshirthell.com.
Is it a sponsor of the show?
No, I wish. It's just a really fucking cool website with some really great, like, asshole shirts. One of the shirts that they have, it's a kite, and it's, like, floating up. And then underneath it just says, ... Azza. So it's high as a kite.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of clever.
It's, like, almost clever?
Yeah.
Like, every cop is like, I bet he thinks he's fooling me right now.
You're a stoner and you didn't get it. I just had to explain it. So.
Well, I mean, I didn't see the shirt. I just had to go off your shitty description.
That was a pretty solid description.
It was okay. I wasn't listening. I'll admit I wasn't listening.
Well, see, then that's on you. But yeah, like, so that one's clever. But like, me and my dad one time saw a dude. We were driving on the street and he's wearing like jean shorts. Shut up. And there's on one of the legs, there were the ones that went like halfway down his calf anyway.
Was he wearing the jean shorts that had like a cutout of like Fat Albert patched to it?
No, it was like a giant pot leaf. Like the entire leg was a giant white pot leaf on dark pants.
Usually only white guys that juggle fire sticks wear shorts like that.
Oh, he was white. He was white as fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't tell if he was trailer park white or like trying to be ghetto hood white, but he had a lot of shitty tattoos, so
I'm sure he didn't even know which kind of trashy white person he was trying to be. It's not sure.
There's just so many types. So many types of trashy people in general.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I've been trying to keep the hits from the bowl or bowl hits a little bit more upbeat and fun lately. Just like, it's so much shite in the world today.
It's easy to talk about bad stuff.
Yeah.
It's easy to be outraged by it, you know?
Yeah.
You can definitely be like, I don't like it when other people murder other people. And then everybody's like, yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't see who's on the other side of that argument, though. Like,
but it's just easy to be outraged over shit that's outrageous.
I love the people that get outraged over people not being outraged.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
you're like, why don't you care more? Like, because it fucking happened. Like, yeah, it's shitty, but I mean, what the fuck am I going to do about it? I can't stop. I can't go back in time and change it. Like,
it's like, yeah, if anybody that wants to listen to me about this stuff is just like you, and you're so annoying. I feel like I can't even get anything done. I can't get my point across.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear me talk about serious shit. Oh, let's talk about something that is pretty serious. I might be friends with Tech9 on Facebook.
Who the fuck is Tech9?
Shut up. You know who Tech9 is.
No, I don't know who Tech9 is.
Really? This is like one of the first podcasts I've ever not played his music as my intro music.
I mean, I might have heard some of his music. I assume he's either a rapper or a hitman or both.
He is a rapper. It'd be a weird name for a hitman. Tech9?
Tech9. Well, I mean, you know, when his mom named him Tech9, he didn't know he was going to be a hitman.
Okay, because I was going to say, as a hitman, if you're going to name yourself after a gun, you'd want it to be like a sniper rifle or, you know, like an AK, because Tech9s are kind of noisy.
You could be a noisy assassin.
Yeah, that's not a very good one.
No, I mean, yeah, it wouldn't make for a good video game, but it could happen.
GTA, I don't know.
GTA, you could do every mission in GTA by just, like, driving your car as fast as possible into something and then jumping out and shooting every person that you see.
Somebody showed me that if you do a lot of the missions and you just literally, like, you drive, like, you know, reasonably, and you don't hit people, and you stop at red lights and shit, like, you can do a lot of the missions on GTA and never draw cops' attention and just complete everything without having to fire a bullet just by acting like a reasonable human being in the game.
Yeah, you just try to be a little bit careful.
Yeah. I mean, it's boring as shit, but, like, that's fucking weird, man. It's a game about robbing banks and whatnot.
Well, I mean, if the consequences for not being careful were more than just like, oh, now I've got to start from the police station again.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they let me out. Oh, man, they fined me.
Yeah.
$800.
Aw. If life was really like that. Well, I mean, it is for rich white people, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is with GTA Online.
God damn it.
Everybody's just running around crashing into everybody. It's chaos. Have you ever tried the online version of that?
No, I've never done the online version. I've only even played the multiplayer, like, where you have two people, like, chasing each other down.
No, this is, like, the new multiplayer. I forget how many people are on the map. Like, maybe, like, 16. So there's, like, 16 12-year-olds that are out of their mind on this map. So you could just be, like, trying to, like, do, like, a mission or something, and then just, like, a guy in a helicopter will crash into you.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's awful. I stopped playing.
I love, have you heard Chris Hardwick's newest special, Fun Comfortable?
No.
It came out a couple months ago. I don't know. He has a great joke on there because he talks about he's getting trolled by like 12-year-olds online and shit. And he's like, I've come up with a new, I'm not going to play your game. I'm not going to argue with you. If you're 12 years old and you're trolling me, I'm just going to tell you, all caps, I'm going to fuck your mom. And I don't mean like a video game way. I mean like, she's probably about my age. She probably remembers me from Singled Out, and I could probably totally fuck your mom.
Yeah, he's on TV.
He's
on TV. He dresses nice.
And your mom probably remembers him from Singled Out. He could probably fuck your mom.
Yeah.
That is fucking great.
He could fuck a bunch of kids' mom. Yeah.
I wonder how many, like, 12-year-old trolls saw that special and just immediately stopped. They're like, no, you know what?
That's a fair point.
Mom, did you ever watch Singled Out? Oh, Chris Hardwick was so cute. Fuck. Block Chris Hardwick.
I don't even remember him hosting that show. I only remember Jenny McCarthy.
Dude, I loved him on that show.
I remember there was a generic-ass white dude as the host. And then
that was Chris
later
Hardwick.
I see Chris Hardwick, and I'm like, oh, okay, well. Didn't stand out for me.
I remembered him. He was on a guest spot on something before, like, the whole Nerdist evolution started taking off.
Okay.
And it was just before he started doing The Talking Dead. Yeah, because I want to say he did that before At Midnight. But, like, it was just before he was really starting to come back. He did, like, a guest on a TV show, and I was like, Chris Hardwick? You're still alive? That's cool.
Yeah, well, his podcast was pretty popular before the Walking Dead stuff.
Fair enough. I just started listening to podcasts
about a year and a half ago. Yeah, he's been around a while podcasting, so.
Oh, well, that's neat.
Yeah, yeah. He's, like, one of the dudes that could, like, legitimately say that he's successful just with podcasting. If you take out everything else. Just with podcasting, like, a success.
Yeah, he does get some fucking huge people on there, too, dude. It was awesome.
Yeah, I listened to Arnold Schwarzenegger on that podcast.
I did not hear that one. Is this when he was governor?
No, I think it was when he was just done being governor.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure you can still look it up.
Yeah, I just
turn this off right now.
No.
Listen to Arnold Schwarzenegger. The guy's great.
Yeah, don't listen to us talk about it. Go listen.
Just come back to this.
Don't you love Will's shelves? For the listener at home, the shelves. We've described them once before.
I think I described them the last time I was here.
Oh, then maybe two or three times. Like, I talked about them one of my first times. They just constantly look like they're a heartbeat from breaking.
But it's just they're just limp dick as fuck. They're not gonna break. They're just bent in the middle, like just too weak to be stiff.
And I'm so high that it just continues to look like it's moving.
It's still moving. Okay,
it's still moving. It's gonna crash at any second.
It's that hippie crack. You tried to get me to smoke.
It's good stuff, man. You should smoke the hippie crack.
I don't know
crack.
If it's that good.
Did I tell you to do a Netflix pearl this week either?
No, but I'll think of something. I got something already.
Okay, great, because I've been doing a really great job of hosting this.
Yeah. I don't even think you told anybody who I was yet.
You're John J. Moore. It's in the intro, man.
Oh, okay, it's in the intro. Well, I wasn't here for that.
I like how you wore a Something Planet shirt as if they could see you.
Just in case somebody takes my picture walking around downtown St. Pete. I'm kind of a figure down here, and people constantly take my picture.
You're one of the only people I know with a primary facial hair is your mustache. Because there's some on your chin, but noticeably it's primarily a mustache, and it doesn't look as creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good mustache.
You can pull it off.
It's natural.
David Wayne cannot.
No, David Wayne this week showed up with a mustache. I thought he was going to rape me.
I saw him yesterday. He pulled up in a car and like started beeping at me because I couldn't see him like clearly through his car window, and I thought it was just a fat Mexican dude. I was like, why is this obese Mexican beeping at me?
Like, I thought he was like a pizza, like he was a pizza chef. Kind of looks like the guy that's on like the pizza box from like the independent places, you know, the white cardboard box. That guy, if you just put a little hat on him.
Puffed him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Looks like a creepy emerald.
Oh, yeah. No, the emerald's pretty creepy, too. Dead eyes.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, when you make that much money, really, how much is your soul worth, John? That could be a fun segment. How much is your soul worth?
How much is my soul worth?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who gets the soul?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, no, it does matter, because if the devil gets your soul, don't you just go to hell?
Yeah, but that's when you eventually die.
Yeah, yeah, so.
But, I mean, you get anything you want up until then. Fame, fortune, Netflix special.
Yeah,
you
but
name it.
I'd prefer to sell my soul to someone else.
Well, who else is going to take your soul?
I don't know. Who else wants it? Who else buys souls? Who's offering, like, good cash for souls besides Lucifer?
The bad guy from Mortal Kombat? One of the, what's his name, Shang Tsung?
Shang Tsung?
Shang Tsung?
I think he's just snatching that shit. He's not offering cash.
Yeah, man, but
That guy's not playing fiddle competitions. He only does kung fu.
But, dude, it's 2016. People are hard up. It might be easier for him just to walk and be like, yo, I got these rubies that are the size of your fucking head.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I'll give you four of them.
I mean, I'm beating that guy with, like, every character in the game.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, so you got to figure at this point, he's just like, yeah, you know what? It's just easier to spend a little bit of money. My business is doing good. You know, we just opened another franchise
location.
What's
Shang Tsung's business?
I'm going to be kind of racist and say Chinese food place.
Chinese food?
Yeah. Shang Tsung's...
fried souls for dessert.
Dude, I wonder how a soul tastes.
It's a Korean place, so it's called Fried Souls. It's in Seoul, Korea.
Do we have Hillary Clinton's number? We can ask her how a soul tastes.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I'm not supposed to give it out, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She emailed it to you?
Topical.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that topical anymore?
Hillary Clinton's emails haven't been topical since they first started complaining about it for me. It's like, tune out. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. She's probably doing something shady. Then she deleted her emails. Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely doing something shady.
Who cares?
Oh, I got to make sure this stays lit.
Who cares, you know? It's like... I mean, she's a Clinton, right? She's already been in the White House. She already knows like how to break the rules and get away with it. It's fine.
I don't know. Her husband broke the rules and got caught.
Yeah, but he got away with it. He was fine.
Yeah, he did.
Totally got away
with
it.
Yeah, he did.
He wrote a book.
Said he was sorry.
Yeah.
She wrote a book even.
Yeah, they both fucking won.
Yeah. That was great.
And now she's going to be president again, maybe.
I don't know, man.
I thought we were not supposed to talk about politics.
We're not.
You brought
all right,
it
grab
up.
Something from the bowl.
Are we hitting the bowl?
Yeah, we'll hit the bowl. This is the bowl. Oh, I meant the bowl hits, but yeah, hit that
about?
Bowl too. The topics from the bowl, hits from the bowl, or bowl hits. The big bowl on the table that's full of random shit that we put in there earlier.
I hope Hillary Clinton has like a nude photo scandal.
Oh, but like from when she was like college Hillary Clinton or like 2014 Hillary Clinton?
Doesn't matter to me. I'll take whatever.
You want to see Hillary Clinton's titties? Really?
I want to see.
I'd rather see Michelle
titties.
Obama's.
Well, yeah.
Michelle Obama's much more attractive. What you want. That's probably the best looking couple we've had in the White House in a long time.
You know what? I'll look at any famous person's bare chest, man or woman. I'll look at it.
Tracy Morgan?
Sure. I've already seen it.
Several times.
Yeah, he takes his shirt off.
All the time.
Anonymous. Macing.
Making
ISIS gay. Anonymous making ISIS gay. Oh, yeah. I saw this. I saw a headline for this.
Yeah, they hacked their fucking like Twitter and something.
They hacked like a couple of their Twitter accounts and then just started posting gay shit.
Oh, and they made like the profiles.
That's gonna
like,
stop terrorism and seventh grade prank.
Oh no, awesome. it's gonna drive them crazy. But I think it's funnier than shit.
No, it's fun. Yeah, it's definitely funny. I mean,
I kind of wish Anonymous would use their powers more constructively.
Well, they always say they're going to. They said they were going to take down Donald Trump, and they never did that.
They took out, they fucking released everybody from Ashley Madison. That was good. What they did something else that was actually
the saddest
good.
Thing about Ashley Madison was that it was just all dudes. It was just all dudes, and then a bunch of fake profiles for ladies, and all these guys were getting charged money to cheat on their wives, and they weren't even successful. They couldn't even get laid.
What was it like? Only 15% were women, and out of those 15%,
I think it was like 11%. I think it was. It might have even been lower than that.
I just whatever like the we'll say like 10% were with female accounts, and out of that 10%, only like 2% were actually human being women. So there's like maybe 100 women total spread out throughout the country.
They should have renamed AshleyMadison.com to NobodyWantsToFuckYou.com. That would be a more apt name. But yeah, so they did that, but that's not that constructive.
They did.
I mean, they shouldn't do that.
I mean, no, they should
do
that.
No, it's none of their business.
It's dude. Nah.
It doesn't affect like a nation. That doesn't like hurt any. Well, I mean, I guess it hurts people's feelings.
It hurts a lot of people, man.
It hurts people's feelings. But
it crushes families.
But you know what? It's still not any of their business. I think that should stay domestic.
Let's
let the domestic intel stay domestic. Whatever's going on with you and your old lady, fucking...
That's how you like your violence, too, isn't it? I shouldn't
have
said that.
Yeah, just whatever. Just whatever's going on.
We all know that Leah beats you.
Why am I ringing? Who is it?
You getting a phone call? Somebody important?
Yeah, no, it's a 913 number. I don't know anybody in the 913 area code.
Okay.
I don't know what area code that is, though.
It's like... It's just the FBI. That's just how you know the FBI is calling.
If this was live, I might be worried about that. What were we literally... Oh, no, they did something else constructive. What the fuck was it?
Anonymous.
They released somebody else's, like, some other information.
Really bringing back that Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah, that was pretty constructive. That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good Halloween costume.
Yeah, I like the Guy Fawkes. my hair straightened. And permed out for Halloween.
Yeah.
I'll
no,
do
they've,
a guy
they've done
mix.
Some. I think they've like helped with like some significant leaks.
I think didn't they do like a KKK leak? Like they dropped a bunch of people
who had
like
memberships, and then
people like were like congressmen or not congressmen, but like they're
like
judges,
local
and
politicians.
Shit.
Yeah,
local and judges.
Yeah, so no, they have done some okay shit.
But then, like, dude, yeah, they could take down Trump. They could actually show us some of like probably.
I mean, what are they going to say about Trump? What do you think Trump's emails are going to say? Like, that's like worse than what he's already said.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, maybe they could prove or disprove whether or not he's only running to make Hillary seem like a viable option, like the conspiracy theory that's been...
Yeah, but that would have to be real for them to prove it.
Prove it or disprove it, man. One or the other.
Well, you can't disprove conspiracy theories.
It's starting to look pretty fucking accurate, though, dude. Like, I hate to say it, but, like, there's no
way
that
somebody
is...
Well, when he drops out, I will say that you were right, James.
Oh, no, he won't drop out. He'll just continue to get more and more fucking outrageous until there's just even people that right now are like, yes, we need somebody like that. We need somebody. And all of a sudden, they'll just be like, dude, seriously, back the fuck up. Like,
it's like, we're going to take all Syrians and we're going to shoot them into the moon. Good old Howard Hughes.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? If you're a Muslim, I'm shooting you in the fucking head.
Yeah, he just grows his hair out really long and his fingernails and stuff, and then people are still, like, voting for him. His polls just keep going up.
It would be funny that, like, no matter how far over the edge he goes, like, he just starts showing up to places with, like, American flag-printed board shorts, no shirt, fucking flipping off the crowd, like, yeah, let's fucking suck my dick, bitches, America, woo!
I mean, you're a fan of pro wrestling. You probably love this shit, right?
I'm a huge fan of pro. Yeah, huge fan of pro wrestling.
Donald Trump hasn't he done like story arcs in pro
wrestling? He did a story arc because him and Vince McMahon are friends.
Okay,
he did a story arc where he was coming on the show and he had a representative wrestler and Vince McMahon.
Donald Trump lost the Circle Jerk, so he had to go on the WWE.
No, his wrestler,
it's the billionaire Circle Jerk. Whoever finishes last has to be Vince McMahon's bitch for a year.
No, his representative beat Vince McMahon's representative, Bobby Lashley, versus Umaga. And they had the black dude beat up the Samoan dude.
Okay.
And then they got to shave Vince McMahon's head on national TV.
Well, you couldn't shave Donald Trump's head. You just...
Oh, no, yeah, you'd have just had to pull it off.
You just poison whatever animal that is living there.
Dude, I've said it before, man. I'm almost to the point that, yeah, let's go ahead and have Donald Trump win. Let's do that. Because I figure either one of two things will happen. Either somehow he'll start the apocalypse within 2 years and fucking great, this shit's been coming for a while, let's just go ahead and get it over with. Or he'll just, like, yeah, he'll run the country like shit. And then eventually, like, when his term's over, everybody up in, like, you know, the high-up chairs in the country that doesn't normally get affected by shit, they'll be like, all right, we need to change the system because that shouldn't have happened. None of that should have been okay. None of that should have gotten through. And then, who knows, maybe after that we have a decent country.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that.
You don't want Donald Trump to win? You stopped listening to me at what point in that sentence?
No, I listened to everything you said. I don't even know what to say.
Dude, I don't really want Donald Trump to win.
I don't. Well, I mean, I don't want Donald Trump to win, but I mean, I don't know.
Do you want Hillary to win?
If there's like an Illuminati-style secret government that's already controlling shit, then none of this matters anyway.
Yeah.
It's just like the Westminster dog show, but like on a political stage. Like, if that's true, so I don't know. The only way it's gonna change or get fixed is if like people actually start giving a fuck and actually start voting. The biggest problem is that like a lot of people don't vote.
Yeah,
that's like one of the largest problems in this country.
I don't vote like, because I can't.
Still in the state of Florida, they still have that.
Yeah. Yeah, black guys can't vote in Florida, man.
Black guys can't vote, huh? Fucking Paula Deen. She did this.
I forget what even started us off on that fucking little torrent of a curse. Yeah. So I think they could do more good, though. I think they could expose more shit. And there's probably, I mean, the problem with that, though, is if they go after too many government officials, they'll probably put themselves on the radar of some other dudes that are pretty good, and that might cause them to getting found out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how hacking works. The most I know about hacking I got from the 1998 movie Hackers, starring Angelina Jolie.
Such a good fucking movie. That was in 98, wasn't it? It was like 96?
I don't know. I was just...
You're just saying just a number?
Throwing numbers out there.
I want to say it was like 95, 96.
Yeah, somewhere out there where it was just like hacking with a it's just like typing fast with a concentrated look on your face. That's what hacking is. I don't know.
And it was just a bunch of...
No idea.
Like, everybody could read binary code. Like, a lot of the screens is just binary code flying. They're like, oh, yeah, I totally got this.
Yeah, like, I have no idea. It's just like the fast electronic music starts playing.
There's got
type fast.
Are there really humans out there that can read binary code?
I have no idea.
Do you think so?
Sure,
I guess. Have you ever seen binary code, like, go by like that?
I've seen The Matrix.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks exactly the same to me as, like one of those like financial channels, and it's just like the New York Stock Exchange is just scrolling by. That might as well be binary code to me. I don't understand anything.
You just see the ticker kind of going along the bottom.
No, I don't. Yeah, I read a lot of books, but not about that shit. Like, I know about words, and right, then nothing about math or computers or anything like that.
I knew a little bit about it because we had to take a class in high school.
I took typing. That was the last computer lab class I took was typing.
No, not binary code, stock markets and shit.
Oh, okay.
I used to. Because, like, in high school we had to take a course, like, what the fuck was it called? It wasn't called economics. I wanted to say it was called, like, financial something. I don't know. But basically, like, you know, we had to learn how to balance a checkbook and shit. And
That shit sounds remedial as fuck.
Yeah, it was like... God,
balancing a checkbook.
It's like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
like,
but it was about like how credit works,
that's like,
and percentages.
That's like fourth
and like,
grade.
But like you start getting like completely like into it, like, you know, then you start doing like stocks and how it works and all this shit. And the cool thing was we did get to watch Trading Places.
That's how great our high school that we went to.
Oh, dude, no, not that was in Wisconsin.
Oh, that was in middle school?
Yeah, I only went to Dunedin at my senior year, the last half.
Oh, okay. Well, I took economics, but it was with the football coach. So, wasn't really a class. I remember there being a lot of people
there.
I don't even remember.
Tall white guy, like.
Tall white guy, never stops wearing shorts.
And like polos, but like the sport,
polos.
Like Nike polos,
short shorts every day. Tall socks.
I think I had that guy too.
Tall socks, yeah.
Yeah, because what year did you graduate?
2001.
Okay, so I graduated in 98. So it's probably the same guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is at Dunedin High School, by the way, for all our fanatical listeners. All right. So
we're so old, all these people are definitely retired now.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a bunch of people that, well, all right, there's a couple people that listen to the podcast, and out of them, I'm pretty sure that two or three of them are young as shit.
Okay.
Like early 20s, which is young as shit to me now. Yeah, you graduated in 2001. I graduated in 98. I was going somewhere with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where you're going.
I'd have to like rewind.
This is your show. You know, this is my show, right?
Yeah, yeah, no. This is my. Yeah, this is how my show goes. Like, this is par for the course. We smoke. People know. Like, we sit here, we get high. Sometimes a little too high. I apologize for that. I try to keep it going. I try to keep it rolling. No, what I was going to ask you. Oh, God damn it! I just lost it again. Yeah, that happens a lot too. Fuck. All right.
I'm just going to let you sit in this.
I am going to sit in this because I'm trying to remember.
This is you. This is all you. I'm not covering for you.
No, don't cover for me. All right, we were talking about high school. We went to high school. We were roughly the same age.
People tell me when I come on their podcast that I tend to take over. I'm not doing that anymore.
No, that's fine. You can take over. I don't give a
shit. No, now I know you want me to. So I'm.
No, it's not even a matter of you wanting to. It's just really a matter of me not caring. And I'm trying to, like, I'm not going to just sit here in silence. And I can't remember the point I was going to make. But it's like, oh, that's what it was. So the podcast is called My Mom's Favorite Podcast. I'm thinking about calling my listeners Mamaholics.
Mamaholics, yeah.
Mamaholics, yeah.
Sounds like people are addicted to banging your mom.
Oh, God damn it. Now that you said it like that.
That's what it sounds like.
Just like my mom, James, or moms in general.
James, your mom. I'm a mamaholic. Your mom's favorite podcast? I'm a mamaholic. Yeah, that sounds
like...
Well,
what else would I call my listeners?
I don't know.
Besides, you know, probably clinically insane.
You could call them, I don't know.
That was good.
I was going to say something disgusting, and I didn't want to insult you. I backed out at the last minute.
That's odd. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
That's not your typical MO.
No, you could call them, your children. You could do it like a cult.
My children?
Yeah.
I could make
Mommy's babies. Who's my babies? You just get real creepy.
Have everybody call me mom.
Yeah, everybody.
This is mom.
No, your mom is the mom.
My mom is the mom?
Everyone worships your mom. Yeah.
So wouldn't they be my brothers and sisters then?
I guess.
Because otherwise it'd be grandma's favorite podcast if they're my children.
Okay, so they're your brothers and sisters? But that sounds more like the Million Man March.
But I'm just the oldest brother.
Yeah. You're the loser brother that takes care of everybody else. Yeah.
Mom was an alcoholic, I'm covering for. My brothers and sisters, mom's just got allergies.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you should probably get more than like 30 listeners before you pick a name for them. And then, you know, get a feel for like a good group.
Yeah, I think I'm at about 4, so maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, don't label them yet.
Yeah, I've said it a couple of times, and I've offered them the call-in line if they don't like it. The call-in line is 813-693-2124. I should clarify that this is not a live call-in line. This is to leave voicemails and shit. I think you can leave text messages on it.
Just some stoner idiots just like, hey, I'm listening to it right now. Why aren't you guys answering?
Hello, bro.
I can hear you talking. You guys can't hear me?
I love my new little wax pen. I know you don't like it. You're scared of how wax is made. But this is where my sativas is, so. Well, that's all indica.
This is all indica? Oh, great.
With a little bit of sativa.
Now I'm going to fall asleep in the park.
Well, because one of them, yeah, you are, dude. Well, that's, it's Lavender Jones, which is a indica mixed with a hybrid.
Lavender Jones sounds like a funk band from the
70s. That's what somebody was saying. That's what else somebody said.
Lavender Jones.
It'd be a great fucking name. Yeah, and then it's got the Jet Fuel, which is sativa mixed with a hybrid, so there's some indica in that, too.
Tastes like Jet Fuel.
And then Bubba Kush is mostly indica as well.
Bubba Kush. That sounds like somebody invented that because those are the only two words they could think of at the moment.
Who knows? It probably is.
Could be.
I don't know how any of these names get made. Like some of them are... Well, Bubba Kush is like OG Kush, so I understand the Kush part of it, but then, like, where does the Bubba come from?
Bubblegum? I don't know.
No, but
it's not, I know it's not bubble.
Damn you, Jonathan. So I think Tech Nine. Oh, you don't know Tech Nine. We already talked about
that. Oh, yeah. Who's Tech Nine? He never even told me.
Tech Nine's a famous rapper from St. Louis, underground.
Okay, underground. Well, he's not fucking famous. You can't be like, famous from St. Louis.
He's still pretty well
known. But, you know, underground.
Well, no, he's still very well known. Like,
yeah, but that's not famous.
You don't listen
to him. You
can't
be underground and famous.
Fair enough. He's starting to get some radio play. But the thing I like about it is, like, he still hasn't really changed who he is. Like, he's still doing his shit his way, and finally, like, mainstream starting to catch on to him. So that's pretty cool, because he's been around for fucking decades.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
Well over 12 years.
I'm pretty sure that gun has even fallen out of style. That's how long he's been around. I don't hear anybody talking about their Tech Nine anymore.
No, you don't hear it in the rap songs anymore. Now it's all about
the
fucking...
I don't see a lot of them at the gun store.
It's still about the AK-47, though.
Well, that's a solid rifle.
Dude,
timeless.
You know, like, I used to think it was a joke about how easily accessible assault rifles were.
You used to be able to buy them at Walmart in some places.
Dude, there's a bait shop where I get fishing fucking bait and tackle and shit like that in Holiday, Pasco County.
Oh, yeah, Holiday, and you could buy a gun
and
at the grocery
half of it,
store.
Yeah, half of it, there's just assault rifles. They have little pretty pink ones for like $3.90.
Yes, yeah, you know,
for the girl.
It's for your teenage daughter.
Yeah, little pretty pink camouflage AR-15s.
Well, it's in case Obama...
I don't think it was an AR.
In case Obama comes to take all our guns, you can defend yourself. I mean, you need that. I mean, what else?
You know,
how else are you going to stand a chance?
It's so funny that somehow human beings cannot find some type of fucking middle road on this. Considering, like, I know some people are like, no, we don't need them. The founding forefathers were talking about muskets, like, not 13 rounds a minute or whatever. It's got to be faster than that.
13 rounds a minute?
Yeah, there's something faster than that. You can do that with your finger with, like, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. Like, all these people that are like, no guns whatsoever. And then you have a bunch of people that are like, no, everybody should have as many guns as possible. There's got to be some way where we can meet in the middle.
I feel like I'm in the middle. I feel like I'm pretty close to in the middle. I have a gun.
Yeah, I think we talked about it, too. Like, you're not against...
I have a gun, and I'm allowed to carry a gun in my pocket if I want to.
You have your concealed?
Know, like, hidden.
Okay.
You know, I'm allowed to do that if I want. Most of the time, I choose not to. Some of the times, I choose to, you know.
Really?
You never know.
Are you ever strapped at the mic?
No, never there.
Do you ever go to shows straight?
Like, the Dineen Brewery is like my living room. I wouldn't carry a gun there. Like, I love that place. It's like a nice place.
Well, dude, like, one of my buddies, I won't say his name, but he has his concealed, and he's so used to just grabbing his gun and putting it, like, it's like his wallet. Like, he grabs his wallet with one hand, grabs his piece with the other, and he has a little holster that goes in his, like, in the small of his back.
Yeah.
And it's like, at this point, it's comfortable for him. So he goes places sometimes and will forget he has it on. And he doesn't wear a big, huge, baggy shirt. So, like, if he moves wrong, like, it'll pull up and his wife will be like, honey, your gun? Fuck, and I'll go out to the car and shit.
Yeah, well, see, that's the point I was getting to, is that some people shouldn't have a gun. Like, okay, you can't even remember you have it on you? Okay, you shouldn't be allowed to carry it then.
No, I think that's fine because he's...
If he can't keep it concealed or if he can't remember...
He's still mentally stable. He wouldn't pull on anybody for no reason. Like,
but does he really need it?
He's fully trained. No, it just
is he carrying microfilm hidden in one of his buttons?
One of his boot heels.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
You don't microfilm. Really... Who the fuck says microfilm? Dude, it'd be like a flash drive.
I watch a lot of old spy movies.
Apparently, dude, you watch Spies Like Us.
No, I haven't watched that one.
What? It's the old Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, 80s.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah,
so good, dude. I love watching 80 movies from time to time and just seeing all the blatant product placement, where it's like at least nowadays they'll generally try to like slide it in somewhat smoothly.
Not really. You ever seen like Transformers, like an M&M machine comes to life and then like
a Mountain Dew machine
starts spraying candy and Mountain Dew everywhere? Yeah, yeah, like that's not very that's not very subtle.
I mean, they mix it in as well as they could with the theme of the movie. Whereas, like, Spies Like Us, perfect example, they go to a drive-in movie theater that's very obviously run down, and, like, there's holes in the one screen that's there, and everything's boarded up, and they're, like, it's supposed to be a secret government installation, so they get out their car, dudes with machine guns come out of nowhere and just go, why don't you go inside and have yourself a Pepsi? And you go inside the concession stand, and everything's just covered in dust, beat to shit, holes falling down, except for all the Pepsi signs. It's like they were literally like just glowed. Wiped off. Yeah, and then it's like you go to the, well, what should we do? He said have a Pepsi, so we should have a Pepsi then? All right, yeah, where's the Pepsi? Let's go get They say Pepsi like 17 times in like 13 seconds.
Well, that's a joke in itself.
Yeah, but like the way they did it, it's like, no, you weren't doing it to be funny. You were just like, oh, well, okay, oh, here's the Pepsi, and like.
Yeah. Just make fun of it so and get bad. Paid.
Yeah. Well, who did that? Michael Myers in or Mike Myers in Wayne's World.
Yeah, Wayne's World. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they did like a whole 2-minute bit with product placement. Yeah.
I don't even know if all those products endorse that movie.
Yeah, probably not.
But yeah, but well, back to like I lay in the middle with gun control. Oh. I think some people. Are responsible enough to have guns and carry them. And I think some people probably shouldn't be able to have one.
No, I think that...
That's like people that are, you know, insane. You know, yeah. People that have been registered as, like, belonging to a hate group.
Yeah.
A terrorist organization.
You take a psychological profile.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to regulate... Like, you know, what's the cutoff? Like, how crazy are you allowed to be? But, I mean, as it is right now, like, someone with no criminal background, right?
Yeah.
That has tried to join the police force, but has failed their psychological evaluation, is still allowed to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
Right.
And buy a fully automatic machine gun if they go through the entire process.
And that's the that's Omar did that, right?
Huh?
Omar, that was Omar, right?
Who's it? What? Omar? What?
The Orlando guy.
Oh no, that guy. He was a security guard. That's
right.
Different...
But he had tried to be a police officer, hadn't he? Because I know.
Oh,
he...
I don't know. I haven't read that much into it.
Because I know a bunch of the pictures that he took with like he had NYPD shirts on, but it. A spokesman was like, no, those are shirts that you can buy or not
that,
official.
As far as the Orlando shooter goes, from what I understand, he was just like really, really gay.
Yeah.
And he was trying really, really, really hard to not be gay.
He was gay and Muslim.
But it wasn't working for him. And then he went crazy and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
That's what I swear to God, dude, I was wondering about that because I was like, you know, like I know some Muslim people and some of them are, you know, more liberal and they're like, no. And I know ones that are just like, nope, I hate homeless. Like, I don't want to say that.
I mean, Christians are the same way, too.
Yeah.
You know, but some like the, they're like, nah, yeah. Not them.
Yeah. Like, the Muslims that I know, like, they're not mean to them outright. Like, they work with them in, like, the offices and shit. And they're not, like, fucking, like, they'll work with them and they'll be polite with them. But if you're like, hey, are you hanging out with so-and-so after work? And they'd be like, nah, I don't really agree with their lifestyle. That's not. And then some of them are, you know, like Christians where they're just like, yeah, I don't fucking give a shit. But, like, when your whole religion tells you that you're evil... Like, the only thing you've known growing up.
But, I mean, depending on what religion you belong to, that might
that's
be
for most
almost
of them.
Every religion.
But, unfortunately, like, there's a lot... I don't feel like there's a lot of... I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to... I think Muslim is just a lot stricter. Like, most of the Muslim countries still believe in, like, an Older Testament
look,
of
well,
it. There's not a lot of liberal Muslims.
If you look at it, it just seems like... Like, all the other religions, at least to a certain extent, were able to put, like, some shit that wasn't allowed. Like, well, like that's still not allowed, but we're just not going to talk about it as much. And that's what the leaders of the religion have decided. And
Except for Catholicism for a little bit, but the new pope is even trying to be like, chill. Let's chill. Like, yeah,
he's, like, posing for pictures with married gay couples and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like, hey, I'm not necessarily giving you guys a high five. But
even he's letting up on it because nobody that's following him, you know. Well, yeah. I mean, not a lot of Catholics, I don't think, are real worried about that shit anymore. Maybe some are. But as far as Muslims, I think it's kind of like any other religion, even especially like strict religions, mm-hmm. where it's like when you're at church, you hear that stuff, and then most people go, who gives a fuck? You know, like, yeah. I'm doing that, like I'm going to stay on the fence here in case that whole hell thing is real. I'm kind of scared about that. So I'm going to, like, do as good as I can, but when I'm not at church or around those people, whatever.
Well, I think it comes down to... like I was saying, like in the countries that are predominantly Muslim, you know, in the Middle East and whatnot, there's not a culture that's like, hey, even if your religion says it's not okay, it's okay. We'll still have, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of the Middle East, you can't just walk around and being like, hi, I'm gay, because, yeah, just, they don't foster that type of environment over
there.
In
Iran, they make you get a sex change.
Yeah, there's
like, really weird shit.
So, and I don't, he wasn't, oh, no, wait, was he born here?
Who?
The
shooter, yeah, he's a citizen.
I know he's a citizen, because I want to say
born
he's
in New York. He's born in Queens. Same borough as Donald Trump.
Oh, conspiracy.
Yeah, no, this is just coincidence. A lot of people are born in Queens.
Dude, seriously. Seriously. Mos Def, I don't know where Mos Def was born. I don't want to start a conspiracy with Mos Def.
He was born overseas.
I want him to come back to music and movies.
He just released a single the other day.
Did he? Oh, I'm so happy.
It was pretty good.
I'm going to have to fart again, and I apologize, because the other one was pretty bad. I don't know if it got over to you.
Yeah, maybe if you just keep that shit over there.
Hopefully. We'll see. The table's not that big. Hate to break the illusion for anybody else listening. How's that going? Still good? All right. Oh, that is pretty bad.
Yeah, I wish this microphone would go further away.
I'll stop scooting closer to you. Pass that over this way, bud. So if you want to grab another topic, or do you want to do your Netflix pearl?
I forget what topic we even ended on. Gun control.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, okay, so psychological profiles.
Well, no, I mean, I think we should just admit that, like, you should have to get some training, at least, right?
Yeah.
Like, can we just talk about that? Like, not even, like, saying, like, no, you don't get one. Like, how about just everybody has to, like, pass a test? Be proficient with it. Be safe with it. Be proficient with it.
Well, I would
know all the rules and regulations, because, like, you got, like, what was it, the one, it was some lady, she shot somebody.
On, like, accident, yeah.
No, she shot somebody, and she was like, well, he was doing this, so I shot him. And they're like, you're not allowed to do that. Like,
well, see, I think that breaks down more to the mental aspect, again, the psychological profile. And I would rather find out if somebody's mentally capable of owning a gun before I teach them how to use the gun. You know, because if you're not, if you're crazy, if it's like that lady where it's like, no, you're not, that's not a valid reason. I don't want her to be very good at shooting people.
Not everybody's crazy all the time, you know? Like, I'm saying that's hard to do.
I mean, no, I'm not, and I'm not
but
saying
but at least
that,
a safety class, right? Right now you can go buy an AR-15. You don't have to take a safety class.
I mean,
more people get killed just from being negligent with their firearms than they do in mass shootings or terrorism.
I know somebody that got shot. I want to say I was still in high school. Yeah, I was still in high school. Somebody got shot because they were all hanging out in this apartment and a bunch of kids that were all like fucking 18, 19, 17, bunch of fucking stupid ass wannabe gangsters that were all stoned out, and one of them had a pistol and he was showing it off, and he accidentally fucking squeezed off a round. And it went through the cheap-ass drywall of the apartment and hit the fucking dude in the room next door. Like,
jeez.
I mean, like, his roommate. So it was the same apartment, but it hit him in the fucking leg because there was a bunch of people in that room.
Well, yeah, that's where most of the injuries and fatalities come from. It's just, like, weird shit like that, you know?
Yeah, they're fucking idiots, though.
What was the statistic? It was, like, 37 toddlers have shot someone this year.
Yeah, toddlers are fucking deadly.
Yeah, well, I mean, the trigger isn't that hard to pull.
Yeah, but how are the toddlers
if you
getting
leave,
to
if,
a gun?
If you leave your circular saw like next to your bed, then your toddler will probably cut his fucking arm off too.
Well, like, how the fuck is your toddler getting to your gun?
Because you're an idiot and you don't deserve to have a gun. Because you're an idiot, you leave it someplace where a toddler could get it. You're a fucking dummy, and you don't have the capacity, the mental capacity, to own a piece of machinery that is that deadly.
A murder weapon.
Yeah.
It's a weapon of death.
Like,
no matter what you do with a gun, you're killing something.
Yeah, no, it's for hurting stuff.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the average citizen needs an assault rifle.
No, I don't think anybody needs an assault rifle. I mean, they're not...
A hunting rifle, sure, and if, you know, you're...
They're not particularly good for hunting.
No, and I think that if, you know, you're like... maybe if you're like your former military, your police... Or you take some classes that show, like, no, look, he's had an extra psychological profile. He's had, you know, cannon classes, safety classes, like you said.
He's part of this competition team.
Yeah,
know?
Like, if...
He gets a pass.
So basically, like, yeah, you can still get an assault rifle, but you need a fucking reason. You can't just be like, I like guns, and I want a bigger gun. Like, yeah, no, Fido, you can stick with your fucking single shot hunting rifle.
Yeah, I just want this. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to, and the law has been manipulated because of the gun lobby and because they've wanted to make money, and so far they've been really, really successful at doing that.
Well, it's fucking ridiculous. I mean,
they've been selling tons of guns. And that's good for them. They're in the business of that. But what people have to realize is that they're not necessarily in the business of public safety or giving a shit about me or you. They're a corporation. Their profit margins have to go up.
And I have friends that I have a friend that had an AR, and he had extra clips for it, and he had some type of something to help bring down the kick. Like, it was slightly modded out. All above board shit. Like, but he was former military. He was in the Army. He has the proper training. So, like, that I have no problem with. But, like, me, assuming I didn't have a felony, I have no military training. I've shot a few pistols, a few rifles, a shotgun.
Can felons have rifles?
No, I can't have any firearm.
Can't have anything.
No, I don't even think. And, like, most people, you can carry a pocket knife as long as the blade's not, like, wider than your hand. And I don't even think I can do that.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure I cannot have any concealed or unconcealed weapon.
Good to know. Everybody rob James Bailey if you see him. He is not carrying anything.
No, I am.
He is naked as a lamb.
I have seen the Jason Bourne movies so many times that my car keys in my hand are deadlier than a knife in yours. Bring it.
Yeah.
I always carry a book with me, and I know how to use
them. Steps with a pen.
Dude, he fucking beat up, didn't he use a book in two of the movies? Completely destroy people with it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's fucking awesome.
So don't rob James Bailey, fine.
Okay, did you see the Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman fucking meme where it was, not the episode, I was just reminding people of who she was because she's been pretty irrelevant for a while.
But, no, I haven't seen a meme.
She came out and was like, everybody who doesn't have a gun, give yourself a red porch light to show that my home is gun-free and is a safe place. And it was, like, all about, let's stop this nonsense. Let's let people know that we're safe in America. We're not all gun-hungry. And then right underneath it was a picture of Archer from the cartoon show just going, do you want to get robbed? Because that's how you get robbed.
that's pretty stupid.
And my drug dealer neighbor, he has a red porch light. So I'm kind of hoping nobody tries that because I'm like, dude,
I'm pretty sure
he's strapped.
I'm pretty sure he's got guns. No, that's just so people can find his house easy.
Yeah. Like, that's not because, no, like, don't run up in his house. Like, that's not cool, man. He seems like an all right guy. I don't want that trouble for him.
All right.
I very rarely see him, but he seems like an all right guy. What's your Netflix pearl, man?
I saw something good. Oh, I saw... What was it called? The Colony. Have you talked about that one yet with Lawrence Fishburne?
No. I want to say it sounds familiar, but I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast. What's it about?
It is about these kids. I forget how they actually get there. Oh, they're tracking down this hacker. They're MIT students from Boston. And this dude... just totally hacked into the MIT servers and then, like, messed with some data and framed them to make it look like it was them. And they cleared their names or whatever, but, with difficulty. So they're thinking this is, like, some kind of test or whatever. This guy's, like, an amazing hacker. He's, like, hacking into their phones and their webcams on the computer just at random.
Just to fuck with them?
Yeah, just to, like, fuck with them. They'll be, like, driving through, like, a random town because they're, like, trying to track them down. So they're driving through, like, a random town in Texas, and then all of a sudden they'll get an email, and it's from, like, a traffic camera of some place they just passed. So they finally get to this, like, creepy abandoned house, right? Look through there. They start looking through the house and stuff, and it's just like it just looks like someplace like a horror movie would happen. It's like totally run down and abandoned. And they go down into the basement, and nothing happens. And then they hear the girl screaming. The two guys were like searching. The girl was waiting in the car.
Of course. They go,
and then there's like this light or whatever, and then they see like these figures moving, and they see like the girl get like snatched away out of the air or whatever, and then like something happens. And the one of the dudes, he like wakes up in this like hospital, and then like all the people around him are like wearing these like germ suits, you know, like these like yeah. old school
like
CDC
the hazmat, yeah,
hazmat suits or whatever. And then you start asking him questions. So I won't say any more than that, but it's a cool indie low budget sci-fi movie that I really enjoyed. It's called The Colony, and it's starring Lawrence Fishburne.
Is that actually on Netflix?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is there anybody else of note in it?
No, it's pretty much a bunch of actors I've never seen before.
All right.
Like, they blew their budget on Lawrence Fishburne.
I started to watch a movie today that I think they blew their budget on Roddy Piper.
Ooh, that's not good if you're going to blow your budget. That's not a good budget.
It's on Netflix called The Masked Saint.
Okay.
And the whole premise is a professional wrestler gives up his career to go be a pastor in a small town church and then puts on the mask to fight crime at night.
Okay.
It said it was like loosely based on a true story or something. And then like the first 5 or 10 minutes or so were just so awful. Just so bad. Like the highlight was Roddy Piper's 3 to 5 minutes total on screen.
Yeah.
Like outside of that, it was just so god awful bad. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, just so you know, anybody can put based on a true story in the opening credits of any film, and there's no law against that. Even if it's completely untrue.
Well, technically, it could always be true, because even if your story is completely fantasy.
Yeah, it could be based.
Yeah, you could just be like,
it's kind of based on this time that I slipped and fell down some stairs.
Like, it was based on this time I was smoking weed and I thought my cat was a unicorn.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. God damn it.
It's based on a true story.
You've just ruined so many movies for me.
Yeah, it's all bullshit, man.
God damn it.
Everybody's bullshitting
you. I listened to Dan Harmon's podcast the other day. The new one, Simulation.
Okay.
Do you listen to that one?
No.
They kept talking about, like, people are theorizing that we're in a simulation like The Matrix.
Oh, I love that theory. Yeah. I've read quite a bit about that.
I think it's fucking ridiculous.
No, it could be true.
If we were in a... Once we discovered that we're in The Matrix, wouldn't they be like, okay, erase it, start over, do something, to be like, no, they can't be self-aware, stop it.
Maybe that's part of the experiment. See what happens.
They could
erase it in 10 minutes for all we know.
Hopefully they do, because I don't think we're going to make it much longer. So I said to
Who knows? Well, some of the best arguments for the simulation theory is, and I don't fully understand this, so I'm just like attempting to parrot some shit that I've read and watched. Just full disclosure, but
90% of my show is parroting, bro.
Yeah, no, in quantum physics or theoretical physics, the math equations that they use to describe the universe on its most basic level that they can detect right now ends up being the exact same code that was invented in the 40s by a computer scientist that we still use today in a lot of normal computing.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it could just be we're all just code.
Huh.
It's a crazy theory. I mean, if it is, who gives a shit?
I mean,
nothing we could do about it.
If we are in a simulation, I would like to say to my alien overlords right now, I will do whatever you like, sell out the rest of humanity for a better slot than what I have right now. Let me make a little bit more money. Let me not have a bad back. Let me be in better shape. You know, hook me up in the Matrix, man, and I will totally fucking bring deserters back to you. I don't care. Fuck humanity.
I mean, we might not even have... We might not even be able to escape this Matrix, though. That's the crazy thing. The idea that we're not like some body that's plugged into this. We're just created in this, and we just don't even know that we're artificial intelligence.
Oh, man.
How would we know?
Stab yourself. If you bleed, you're real.
No, we're in a simulation. this feels really weird. Really, really real. Oh, no.
This whole podcast was just me trying to get you to stab yourself. Dude, I really think...
I saw that movie on Prime last night, the Ex Machina.
How was it?
It was really good.
I have not seen that shit.
That shit was it was creepy and weird and fun to watch, yeah.
I almost bought it for like $15 on Blu-ray.
Yeah, don't buy it on Blu-ray. Just watch it. It's on like Amazon Prime or something.
I don't have Amazon, but I like actually having the hard copy of things.
That's because you don't have the internet.
No, well, I use my phone. I do a Wi-Fi hotspot. It lasts me usually for, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Well, that's good.
I ran through a lot last time, though, because I was downloading a bunch of shit. But I got some good movies downloaded.
Well, that's good.
I'll do one of them for my Netflix Pearl to be up. Okay. Poker Night. The only Ron...
Poker Night.
Poker Night. Ron Perlman's in it.
Okay.
And so is Giancarlo Esposito. Who, like, he's one of those dudes where it's like when you see him, you're like, oh, he was in a bunch of shit. Like, if you ever seen on, he was in Seven. He was on Black Detective from the beginning that kept smoking cigars everywhere and wore the fedora.
Oh, yeah.
The one
that
was on, like, the docks. And he was in Community. He played the brother.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same guy. Yeah.
Fedora Cop.
Yeah. I think that was his name in the credits. Yeah, so he's in, and then there's, you watch Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yeah.
The guy who played Jimmy O.
Okay.
He's in it with an American accent. I think he is American, though.
Jimmy O was the Latin guy?
No, he was the fucking Jimmy O Fallon.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that guy, yeah, he's always the IRA guy. He's a criminal in everything.
No, I've seen him as a cop in something.
Oh, okay.
He was a cop in The Town.
Okay.
The Ben Affleck movie that was actually pretty good.
In Boston, there's no difference between police and criminals. Just so you know, I've seen movies about Boston. Okay,
fair enough. He played second fiddle to John Hamm in that. I've never been to Boston. I think I'd like to go. I'll never go to Philly. But anyway, so Poker Night. So they're all detectives. This one young guy, I can't remember his name.
I think I read the description for this.
It was pretty good. He plays a. They're sitting around playing poker. When he goes to leave the game, he gets kidnapped by a serial killer.
Okay.
And I like how they did the serial killer because they only showed him in a mask, which, like, his mask was, it was almost like a medicine ball, like that kind of, like, dark black leathery but, like, really beat up but, like, with creepy-ass eye holes and, like, the mouth was cut open but then sewn shut. Like, so, like, the mask was creepy as fuck, dude. And for the entire first half of the movie, when he's talking about himself, he's like, oh, I used to be a normal guy with a wife and kid. And it shows him, like, in the mask, dressed up as a serial killer, but, like, with a wife and kid that are just normal. And everybody's, like, nobody's acknowledging the mask. They're just like, oh, yeah, this is just how he looks. So it was pretty cool.
Seems like a creepy movie.
Oh, it was. It was fucking, but, like, as you go through the night with, like, this serial killer fucking with this young, like, just-made detective, like, that week, he keeps going back over the events of, like, Poker Night. And these cops talking about their best bust and, like, their biggest bust. And so, like, he's trying to take the lessons that he learned in their stories and help him get out of, like, the situation that he's in. And he has to save somebody else's life, too. It's pretty good. It's really creepy. Kind of intense.
Okay, Netflix.
No, that's not. I don't think that one's on Netflix.
No?
It might be. I don't think so, though. That one I had to download illegally.
Poker Night.
Because I'm a criminal.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're admitting this on the internet. Don't you know the NSA is listening to this?
Yeah, I do, but I think they're just like, man, James is having it pretty rough, dude. We just got to let him have
the
this
NSA
shit.
Is like, man, we're all living in a simulation. Fuck.
let's do another hit from the bowl, and by that I mean topic. Am I too loud on this?
I don't know.
Am I killing you?
I don't know. I'm okay.
Yeah, you're okay. I think I'm okay.
Dream apocalypse.
Yay. This might actually become its own separate podcast. Oh, remind me to talk about your new podcast. And
Dream Apocalypse?
Yeah, the Dream Apocalypse podcast. Next week, I'm going to have Nathan Hart and Kathleen Buckley in because they're leaving town.
Okay.
They're moving to Oregon, so this is like the last chance I have, even though I just had them on.
Moving to Oregon, all right.
Yeah. So we're going to do
fuck it. We're out.
We're going to do like a test run, a pilot episode of Dream Apocalypse. And I'll do it differently with them, but the way it's going to work for you is tell me your apocalypse, John.
The one I want?
It's just how you think it's going to happen, how you want it to happen.
How I want it to happen.
Right, but hold on. You have to tell me how it goes down. What is it? Viral, religious, nuclear, whatever, zombie. How you survive, because, you know, there's always that initial just fucking wave that wipes out half the planet, whatever. So how do you survive that initial fucking wave, and then how do you continue to survive? There are no rules.
All right.
Absolutely no boundaries whatsoever.
All right. My dream apocalypse would be
yay!
Everyone gets raptured, except for me and my friends and family. And then, yeah, that's it. And I just fish all day.
That's it.
Forever. Yeah, that's
just
it.
Just you and like 20, 30 people left
yeah.
on Earth?
Yeah, like 30, 35 people.
Do you know
everyone else got the rapture? There's no stinky bodies laying around. You know, might have to worry about tigers. Tigers might come back. Who knows?
Yeah, all kinds of wild animals are going to. So how do you... Bears will come back. Do you know people that press ammunition? Do you know people that farm?
Well, if somebody got raptured, there's plenty of supplies for 30 people. If everybody else is raptured.
To last for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's so many supplies.
How are you going to keep
electricity
running?
Not.
You're not?
Nope. Not worrying about that. That seems too hard.
Okay, so how do you fight animals?
I don't think it's going to be that much of a problem. Pointy sticks, you know?
Are you gonna hunt for food? Dude,
you're
killing this whole time.
I think this is good. You said dream apocalypse.
Fair enough, man.
Is called dream apocalypse. That's my dream one. I don't have to deal with fucking shit like this anymore.
Fair enough. All right. I've never had anybody go that way with it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, most people just want to you know, most people, when they talk about the apocalypse, they're, really excited about it because they're like, man, I really wish I could fucking kill somebody, you know? I really wish I could take a club and just smash it into my friend's face.
Well, no, I'm not trying to find out who's a sociopath or whatnot. all right, I'm going to do mine. And let me see here. Because I got to try to do one that I haven't already done. Because I've done this topic a couple times. All right, this time I'm going to do... Goddamn. Because I did a rapture one. I did a nuclear one. I did a zombie one.
How about diseases?
All right, so we'll do a viral one.
Yeah, you're just immune. You and 40 other people.
Okay, this one's going to be kind of like I Am Legend.
Oh, now you got to get all cinematic?
Yeah, dude. We're going to get deep into this.
Oh, great.
So it starts at a strike, because of course it'll always be a scientist trying to help. I don't think I think we will have an apocalypse when if it is a viral apocalypse, it won't be with malintent. It won't be some scientist being like, you know what? Karen won't take me back. She won't let me see the fucking kids. I'm going to end the world. I think it'll be somebody be like, I found a cure for cancer. And then, it turns everybody into flesh eating monsters.
It's like, oh, we can grow our organs instead of pigs now.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Oh, shit. Everybody's a zombie. Fuck.
Yep. Oops. So I think it'll go viral, but I don't think it'll be zombies.
Somebody trying to cure immortality.
I think... I think what it'll be... Oh, okay, here we go. What they're trying to create is something to kick off our DNA and make us evolve faster to cure disease. But what they're trying to do is isolate it. So it's only making your immune system evolve to fight cancer, to fight AIDS, to fight diseases like that. Right? Beautiful intent. But what happens is it gets released in the atmosphere, and it doesn't have the desired effect. It gets it makes everything evolve way too fast, or devolve. So humans start devolving back into primitive species that trace back to your DNA.
Pelicans turn into dinosaurs.
Yeah, we start turning into apes and fucking fish and insects and, monsters. Some people devolve more than others. So
we have, T-Rexes running around again and shit?
Yes, but, there's everything.
So
there'll be...
Figured out virus dinosaur apocalypse.
It completely reverses any evolution that your genes have made.
So you get like tribes of Bigfoot chasing you. Like
there will be tribes of people that are half Neanderthal, but some people won't devolve all the way. So there will be normal people that are just immune to it, like me and you are sitting here right now, just going, man, gotta wait for these fucking Neanderthals to pass so we can go get food because these bitches are twice our size and super strong. They're throwing Buicks at us. Some people devolve all the way back
and we're now the smartest dudes in the world.
There's a fistful of us, and we're just fighting for survival. We hunt. There's plenty to hunt. Because without man, the greatest predator in the world, the apex.
Neanderthal, obviously.
Well, yeah. Especially them, yeah, because they used to hunt in tribes. You take down woolly mammoths. They're in reality, what were Neanderthals like?
They were shorter, but they were stronger.
Like 9 foot or 9 foot, 5 foot two?
Yeah, they were pretty short, but they were wide as hell.
I don't want to offend anybody. I mispronounced it. Neanderthal. So the
Neanderthals.
The Neanderthals were not talls. They were shorts. Neanderthals. That was horrible, and I apologize for it immediately. Yeah.
That thought jumped into my mind. I disregarded it.
Good. You should have. You had the right. You had the right response. I did not. But yeah. So the Neanderthals are all 5'2", but they're amazing hunters. They're super strong.
Yeah. So you got to stay away from those guys.
Yeah, but those tribes will be, I think, smaller, probably 30 to 50, roaming.
Yeah, I don't know. I played Far Cry Primal. There's a bunch of them.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I haven't played that game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine, especially to people like us who are going to be smarter. But, I mean, we're going to run out of guns. We're going to run out of bullets because some of those people will revert back. And then it's just going to be roaming the landscape, trying to stay alive. Might befriend a nice, somewhat humanoid female.
Someone even, oh, geez.
Yeah, somewhere between Neanderthal and us. Like, she only regressed a little bit, so she still looks pretty hot. But, like, she could pick up a Volkswagen Bug. That'd now be pretty.
Now you're in full daydream mode.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's what the apocalypse is all about, man. Just let her fucking wander off and see what happens. It's all off the dome, son.
Yeah.
So I might just start doing that and just let it, as we talk about, you know, different aspects of it. If it veers off for a little bit, and then just wrap it back to what the apocalypse will be. So
how are you going to fight off the dinosaurs?
The dinosaurs, again, when they were around before killing cavemen, it was, you know, it was Neanderthals there. They're not as bright. They're good hunters. They're organized. But if we get some people that are fairly smart and, you know, devolved back into Neanderthals and we can keep our wits about us, you know, maybe move up north where it's a little bit colder. Dinosaurs, being lizards, are going to be cold, warm-blooded. So they're not going to do as well in, say, like, Northern Canada. Yeah. God damn it, I almost said cold blood. I was like, no, you're going to sound stupid. I'm hot, dude. It's mixing. I've now mixed 3 different types of weed and some different shatter. So I'm really excited about this drive home.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should do another topic.
I'm really glad it's all interstate at, like, 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'm taking the back roads then.
Dude, we could have carpooled.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I could have had you pick me up. Oh, we're stupid. All right, yeah, go. I thought I'd be driving Lyft, but I ended up not driving Lyft today. Ended up taking the day off and hurting my back.
PSVR, that's the one I wrote down.
What does that mean?
New PlayStation Virtual Reality is coming out in October. It's going to be like a virtual reality headset to, like, make you more fully immersed in the game that you're playing. And I guess they're going to have limited games for it at first, but I think it'll be worth checking out for sure.
God damn it.
You don't want virtual reality?
Dude, at what point do we... All right, if we're not a simulation, at what point do we become a simulation by just completely immersing ourselves in virtual reality?
Well, that's what I read. Like, they calculated, the odds of us being in a simulation if... Or basically, the odds are we're already in a simulation if it's reasonable that we're going to eventually make a virtual reality that is indistinguishable from actual reality, then it's more likely that we've already done that. And this is a virtual reality.
Now, see, that I would believe. Like, that's part of the reason that I...
Or that it's just been done. But, yeah, obviously it's just going to keep getting better and better.
I mean, I think the technology for that gets better and better, but I don't think it gets better and better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think society-wise, human race-wise, it's getting worse and worse with shit like this. Like, we're slowly losing the ability to talk to another human being face-to-face in the flesh like a normal person.
You don't need to have conversations anymore. You got podcasts to listen to?
See, I like
you
having...
You don't even need to have one. You can listen to someone have a conversation for you. That's totally free. It's totally free.
You're really painting me in a corner here.
You don't even have to pay for it.
Yeah, fuck. But see, that's not... I mean, this is cool.
I mean, we can't change the evolution of civilization.
No, but if we stop fucking
You can't change it or stop it.
It keeps going this way because we keep asking for it to. If we stop at, like, this is honestly, and I've said this to before.
Well, once shit starts getting worse, then maybe we will stop asking for more. But so far, shit hasn't gotten worse.
Shit's
only gotten better.
Donald Trump's a presidential candidate, bro.
But it's also the safest time to be alive in the history of the human race.
That's not necessarily a good thing either. We're way overpopulated the earth.
Well, so you think it should be more dangerous, more terrifying, more dangerous, more
evolution,
people,
baby.
More babies die.
Donald Trump is a presidential candidate because stupid people live to the voting age.
Yeah, well, I don't think the solution for that is to try to reverse technology.
No, I'm not saying reverse it. No, I'm not saying reverse
it. Or slow technology down.
No.
I think you should increase technology.
I want to completely stop it.
If you want to completely stop technology, then people aren't going to get any smarter than what they are now. The only way to defeat stupidity is education.
Too many people have control that don't want intelligence, that want to be able to have Donald Trump as a presidential candidate because they can just keep feeding us this bullshit to continue to watch
I don't think they think like that.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's what they're consciously thinking.
Rockefeller was
literally... You think that's what they're consciously thinking?
Yes.
Like, man, I am so stupid.
Not the people in charge.
I just need Donald Trump to tell me what to do. You think that's what they're thinking? No, they're thinking this is a good choice.
We're
uneducated.
I don't know. What I'm saying is that the people in charge don't want people educated. The people in charge, because like...
Well, that's why we can't give them an option.
Well, unfortunately, they already have the control.
If you say you want to stop all technology right now, then nothing changes.
People make it
nothing
too,
changes at all.
It's too easy to get away from. Like, you can start, like, all right, I'm going to research this. I'm going to learn about this. And within 5 minutes, you're like, dude, Chewbacca mom got a fucking scholarship for $40,000. Like, it's you fall down these rabbit holes, and they make it like that. They did a South Park episode about that.
Of course, they did it on purpose, but who designed that shit? Educated people.
Right, the educated people that are just cashing a paycheck and don't care about other people being educated. They're rich.
Well,
they're good.
Some people need to start. Like, I care that people are educated. I think better technology is the way to get people education faster, cheaper, and better.
I think our technology is very good where it's at right now. We have the technology. All the information in the entire world is on a device that fits in your pocket.
I also want to pretend to be Batman.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can do it for shit like
that,
of course.
You don't want to pretend to be Batman?
Well, yeah, dude, of course. You need it for shit like that, but let's stop. All right, you know what? You swayed me, John. Yes, more technology. I want to be Batman!
I think we just got to regulate ourselves, you know?
I hope Will's not trying to nap, because I just yelled that pretty loud.
Well, he's got the door. If he's trying to nap, he's got the door open.
That's his bad. I shut the door because he started to watch TV like a couple weeks ago, and I was picking up on the mics. And, like, I wasn't trying to be a dick about it, but I just, like, slowly and quietly shut the door. And then, like, after we get done with the podcast, just to be a dick, because Will's such a nice guy, he opens the door and goes, can I come out of my room now? Like, fuck, goddammit, Will, I didn't mean it like that.
You're such a dick, James Bailey.
I am a rough fucking person. So what's your, you said you want to start a new podcast? Talk about that. Promote that.
I'm not talking about that yet, but you can listen to my current podcast. You can go to somethingplanet.com or iTunes or Stitcher and search for Something Planet. Search for Something Planet on Facebook, at Something Planet on Twitter. And you can go to CigarCityComedy.com and find other awesome podcasts and articles and videos and Something Planet as well.
Well, you promoting what you don't want to promote was supposed to take up the next 10 minutes.
Oh.
To round out the
10 minutes? You want to talk 10 minutes about a project that I haven't even started yet?
All right, never mind. Grab another fucking... We got three more topics to go.
Three more topics to go?
Yeah, we can still go. Or we don't have to. You can talk about whatever.
I get another appointment. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, you don't. It's late.
So virtual reality.
It's late at night. Yeah, I mean, all right. So wait, before you get into that one, let's end virtual reality. In all honesty, I think that we are starting to have too many devices that just distract us from actually interacting with another human being face to face. And I think
that's true.
I think if we continue on and we continue making it easier and easier, yeah, there's people like you and me who sit there and go, no, these are fine to like hit yourself with once in a while, but you need to educate yourself on other things too. There are way too many people that are just going to be like, nope, I get my government check and I have my headset and I'm just going to be here if anybody needs me. Or I mean, people might even find a way to work like literally their whole lives, their
jobs
and
everything.
We might
already be those people.
Somebody's controlling us. There's like some 12-year-old kid right now. He's like, dude, look, I'm making mine think he has free will.
Yeah, we might already be those people.
It's just God and Jesus with joysticks fucking with people.
Before
you get on that topic, I always do Netflix pearls or movie pearls, like things that people need to go see. I'm putting this out there because this is on Netflix, and it fooled me. Do not watch Checkmate on Netflix.
Checkmate, what is that?
It's got Danny Glover and and Vinnie Jones.
Okay.
Who I'm a big fan of Vinnie Jones. And then it has, I can't remember their names, but it's got some of the people where you see them a lot in the side round.
Are you worried that I was going to watch that film?
Dude, it actually has a really good, that's two really good actors. And the premise is kind of cool where it's, and I'm going to spoil it because it's done so horribly that you're not going to want to see it. But, like, it was one of those movies that, like, you see a couple of the big names are in it, and you're like, holy shit, this has got to be good. And then it's like, oh, no. Those are the only two worth talking about in this movie. But basically, it's Danny Glover is God, Vinnie Jones is the devil, and they're playing a game of chess. And at the same time, it's a bank robbery going on. And what you start to realize is that they're playing chess, like their moves on the chessboard are causing people in the bank to either do good things or bad things. And they're trying to see if they, like, at the end of it, it's like, will you prove, like, you know, people are good, or can we prove that people are bad? And
I wrote a screenplay similar to that in college. It was really bad.
Is that where, dude, who did you give that screenplay to, you son of a bitch?
It's in the library.
You wasted hours of my evening.
I never sold that screenplay. Give me my $24 if they're using that.
So, like, the premise isn't bad. Like, I like the premise. Like, okay, you know, it's them controlling, it's them to fight. You know, you always, you know, you see, it's a good way to do it. But just, it was so poorly executed.
Yeah.
Pretty much outside of, like, Danny Glover and Vinnie Jones.
That. Yeah.
So don't. All right, what was the last topic?
The last topic? Oh, this one, I forget. Oh, weirdest noise in the public restroom. I'm going to end with some highbrow shit.
Well, dude, all right. Recently, in the men's room at my job, we have a couple men's rooms that are larger. Lately, I used to hear this dude, like, he'd be in there, and I'd just hear, like, hard smacking of flesh on flesh. Like, are you beating your penis? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, any weird noise.
Well, no.
That you hear in the public restroom that doesn't sound like shitting or pissing is jerking off. Always.
Well,
it's always jerking
there's
off.
There's a dude I'm pretty sure I heard he was brushing his teeth in the stall next to me. Because, like, some people I've seen brush their teeth
He was just covering up that he was jerking off.
What about?
He was just covering the noise.
Oh, my God. Then that explains the third one so well. Because I was taking a shit in one of the smaller bathrooms. So there's only two there's only two stalls, and there's somebody in the other one. And I hear somebody come in, and I don't hear, like, any noise being made. I don't hear the door opening for them to go out. And then I hear them, like, just stepping around and, like, pacing. And then I hear, hello, come on, I have a meeting. I'm like, I almost answered, was like, are you talking to one of us? You know there's, like, three other bathrooms in this building. Like, one of them has, like, eight stalls. Like, why are you? And then, like, I got out, like, when I finished up a couple minutes.
Yeah, don't rush somebody when they're pooping.
Yeah, and I naturally finished up a couple minutes later, but, like, I never heard the guy leave. And, yep, there's a short little Mexican dude that I've seen around the building, and he was standing there, like, pacing. And as soon as I came out, he, like, rushed in to use the fucking one. Like, it was still flushing when he fucking walked in to close the door. It was still making the flushing noise.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just find another one.
Yeah. Like, dude, literally one of the other bathrooms has eight fucking stalls in it.
Yeah. No, like, pretty much, I think they, I read somewhere it was, like, a very high percentage, or higher than I would have guessed, of people that, like, admitted in this survey, because I guess it was anonymous, as they jerk off at work. And it was way higher than I thought it would be. So, yeah, now I hear any weird noise, I'm like, yeah, they're jerking off. That's the only thing it could be, because what else are you fucking doing?
I want to say it was
knitting a sweater.
Bradley Fentmore? Brad Fentmore?
Yeah, that's his name.
No, I'm trying to think if it was he that has the bit about it, but he said it's based off something like a big boss for his company was, like, in town visit or, like, in a bathroom and heard somebody masturbating, and they had to go have, like, a huge, like, company-wide meeting on when it is and is not appropriate to jerk it. And, like, of course, at work not being one of those
times.
Which
is never here. Yeah. Never when you're clocked into work.
All right, so that's the weirdest things that have been happening to me in the public restroom lately. How about you? What you got? You got anything good?
I did bonkers up in Homosassa.
Yeah.
And I went into the bathroom, and I was peeing into, like, one of those beer kegs, you know?
Okay. That's, okay. I don't remember which room that was.
Yeah, that's the high octane.
Yeah,
saloon,
the biker bar.
The biker bar. So they have like beer keg urinals, yeah. And this guy just comes up and starts pissing next to me. And he goes, "Now don't you go start making any jokes about my dick now," and then just turns away. And that was I was like, all right.
Oh, so I'm assuming this was after your set.
This was after my set. Yeah.
Yeah, I did improv last night. I did a showcase,
and but I didn't make any jokes about his dick. I think he was trying to pick me up.
Did he make any other advances towards you?
He put his finger in my butt, yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to pick you up, literally.
Yeah.
Some lady fucking told me last night that she was like, "You were very funny," but she was like aggressive with how she said it. She was like, "You were very funny," and she like poked me in the chest. And I was just like, what the fuck was that? I was like, okay, thanks.
This is in the bathroom?
No. No. I'm not making that gender choice.
She probably wanted you to get out of the ladies' room.
Yeah. You were very funny, but it's not appropriate to be in here.
Yeah.
I might identify as a woman when it's time to go to the bathroom just because they're so much nicer than men's rooms. I don't want to
perv. No, they're not.
Dude, ones that I've been in are.
No, I used to have to clean the bathroom at a couple of different jobs, and ladies get shit on the floor, like literal shit on the floor, at a rate much higher than men.
Where the fuck were you cleaning bathrooms, you nasty bastard?
Publix was one of the places.
Oh, my God.
Just a grocery store. Women shit on the floor a lot.
Where?
It's like, I think it's because they try to, like, hover, like,
no,
not sit
where
down.
Was the Publix?
Oh, in Dunedin.
Really?
Yeah. It's
oh
just
my
like
God.
A normal place. It's a normal
yeah,
grocery
that's
store
not that trashy.
In a normal town.
If it was like Pasco, I'd have been like,
no.
Yeah.
Women shit on the floor way more often, and they get blood on stuff all the time.
Yeah. That I worked at Buffalo Wild Wings. That woman's room was pretty bad.
Yeah, because if you're drunk at Buffalo Wild Wings, you pull your tampon out all sloppy and get it everywhere. Yeah, women are disgusting. You do not want to use the women's restroom.
Except for that one, every other women's restroom that
How
I've
many,
ever been in.
Why are you going into women's restrooms?
Because I don't feel like waiting.
Okay,
that
makes
don't.
Sense.
I mean, it's not like, you know, huge, big, like, it's not like a Publix ladies room where there's, you know, there's.
It's just like a single one.
Yeah, it's singles. I'll just, like, I'll look around. Nope, sorry.
You know, women do that all the time, too.
Yeah. So I don't feel bad about it. I always make sure I lift the
if
seat.
If it's a single restroom, why shouldn't they just both be dual sex? Like, hey, this is the bathroom. When you go in there, just lock the door behind you.
You would think, but no.
Why would they have to be two separate bathrooms? It's just, hey, there's two bathrooms. Just use them.
So dudes don't walk in and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
But the door's locked.
If you forget.
Yeah, nobody. Ladies don't forget to lock the door.
No, they
Come
don't
on.
Because dudes are shitty. That's
yeah,
why.
Exactly.
Dude, I remember when I was 14 or 15, I was working at a restaurant in Wisconsin, the Black Bear Inn. I want to say my manager's name was Craig. He was like in his mid-20s. I was like 14 or 15. I was a busboy dishwasher. And one of my jobs in the morning was to make sure the bathrooms were clean from the night before. And I walked in the men's room, dude, and I swear to God, somebody pulled their pants down and aimed their ass at the toilet. And that was the most that they did. Like, there was shit on the back of the tank, on the walls, on the floor,
I've
on the
had
front.
That happen. Ugh.
Yeah, dude, I literally, 15 years old, I walked out. I left the mop and everything in there, walked out to the bar, and the manager was setting up, and I was like, I'm not cleaning that. He's like, dude, it's part of your job, and I'm like you can fire me.
$6.50 is not enough. Yeah. $6.50 an hour is not enough for
I
this.
Don't even think I was making that, because I got tips for bussing tables.
Oh, okay.
Like, they had to
tip me. So
you're
making, like, $3.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I looked at him, I was like, dude, you can fire me, send me home, tell Dominic was one of the owners. I was like, tell Dominic.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. And I just went back in the kitchen and started setting up, like, the dish pit and shit, like, making, like, the hot water rinse. And he fucking, he brought the mop bucket back in, like, 15 minutes later, washed out the bucket, gagged a couple times, went back in, mopped for, like, another. Because he wasn't going to, like, grab a rag and, like, do it hand, like, so he was mopping,
mop,
like, the walls.
Mop until you thin it out, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I was. I'm sorry, dude, but I was
15. I have a lot of. I was in the Marine Corps, so I have a lot of disgusting bathroom stuff. Yeah, it's really going like I've been to Iraq. That's like disgusting,
dude. I'll tell you something.
Real disgusting. I remember we had one of those. You ever see like those like chemical like they're supposed to be like environmentally friendly. It's like hikers like pack out what you pack in. You know,
yeah.
So it's like these bags that you crap in. That have like this chemical in there, and then you seal the bag up or whatever. Well, this is how dirty the Marine Corps was. It was like okay, yeah, we have this, but we don't know what to do with these like bags. So it was just like, yeah, just throw them in the burn pit.
Oh,
so it's just like, but that, I mean, that's how we were doing it before. Before we had those bags, and you would just shit into like, it would be like a stall built over like half of a 55-gallon drum. And then you just shit into that, and then at the end of the day, someone, like, pulls the drum out and then, like, pours a bunch of diesel fuel in it and lights it on fire. Just burn it down, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's got to just smell horrific.
Oh, yeah. It smells terrible.
Like, I tried to join the military after I got fucking arrested.
And they were like, nah, we don't want you.
No, literally, if I had a fucking, if I had to try to jump in as soon as my, right before I got arrested, they'd be like, if they had to try to come arrest you while you were in boot camp, we would have just told them we'll deal with it internally, and you would have got, like, a slap on the wrist or some shit. This was, like, 98.
No, yeah, you also would have got kicked out.
No, dude, the recruiter was like, he's like, dude, he's like, we'll have you in a whole other fucking state. By the time everything's finished, we'll be done with boot camp. You'll be an enlisted soldier. He's like, we'll fucking, you know, like, we'll give you some pissant sentence. You'll do a couple somewhere, like.
Yeah, so why yeah. didn't you do that then?
Because he told me that after I got arrested. Yeah, because
like,
I tried
yeah,
to join.
You already got, oh, you already got arrested in there. Yeah. Like, he's like, nah, I can't help you.
I was trying to dip a court date. And he was like, dude, he's like, I think it would have been even if the court date wasn't set. So if I like went to jail and then got out before they set the court date, but I was in there for like 3 or 4 days, like, and I think I got picked up. On,
who
like,
knows? Those fucking recruiters spin all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah. He might've just been trying to get numbers, but yeah. I mean, but he was also telling me, he's like, yeah, dude, there's nothing I can do for you. So he really didn't have a reason to lie.
Right. Right.
But that's what I get for being a fucking hoodlum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I tried to join again when I was on probation right after 9/11. I was like, it's wartime. They'll fucking take me. I'll be able to get off my probation.
If you waited like another year, they probably would have done that. Like right after 9/11. It takes a little while for those standards to get lowered.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes at least a year for those standards to start getting lowered.
I tried too soon. I was trying like a month later.
Yeah, no. A month later, that's way too soon. You got to get people to make decisions about that shit.
Give them some time.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do, you already plugged Something Planet. You want to plug it again in case anybody forgot?
Somethingplanet.com or search for Something Planet on your local internet browser.
Do you have any shows coming up?
That's what I'm looking at right now. I think I do have something. What do I have tomorrow? That's a thing. Let's see, July 8th. July 8th, I'll be headlining at Gutterballs Comedy Cabaret in Riverview at 8 p.m.
That's August, a fun venue. When is that?
July 8th.
That's yeah. a fun venue. Have you been there before?
July 4th. Oh, no, maybe. I don't know. I'm doing footnotes at some point. Probably not on July 4th, though. I don't know why it says that. I think I just have that on the wrong day. I'm doing the footnotes comedy competition at yeah. Chymatic.
Yeah.
I better find out when that is so that I could possibly write some jokes.
Those are fun. I've judged two of them now.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. You gotta get me through. I mean, I don't care about winning because there's no prize, but the prize is James Bailey respects you.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. So that's all I got coming up right now. I'm typically out and about. All right,
and Dunedin Brewery is every Monday.
Dunedin Brewery, open mic every Monday at 8:30. Starts sharply at 8:30. Come out. It's 50 Cent Wing Night. Very fun.
It does not start sharply at 8:30. It's fun, dude, and I like that you guys have the bucket, which for listeners that might not know, he has a we'll call it a bucket. Fuck them, they don't know. And you pull out suggestions that were written by the audience, and you end your set with a little quick riff off of something random. Kind of like Hits from the Bowl.
Yeah.
Except in a funnier context.
Yeah. Easier to fail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In front of a large group of people.
Yeah.
But it's always fun. I really like the open mic. As always, James Bailey, haha, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my mom's favorite Facebook, my mom's favorite podcast on Facebook. Follow the page. That indica's kicking. I want to have to smoke some sativa pretty soon. like us, listen, share, tell your friends. And, hey, call your mama. She misses you. She worries.
Bye, Mom.